Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about our website. Kayla has been doing a wonderful job on it. We have really put together the basics of what Ash Friendly is, how to communicate correctly with people who are disabled in multiple forms, to communicate people with different skin color, people that communicate with different religions, so that we can always be respectful of who they are. Because when we're respectful to other people and other people's cultures and their disabilities, it makes them feel more wanted, appreciated. And that's all you can really ask for in life. Where am I going to go that I'm going to be appreciative? Where am I going to go that I'm going to be very thankful that I'm working there? Because they like who I am. They don't ask me to be something that I'm not. They don't ask me to change my skin color. They don't ask me to change my religion. They just like me for me. Because living a quiet life, a simple life, a loving life is the way to go. And a lot can be said about that simple life. It's not when you're living this life and you're doing things naturally and you're living in the flow of life, it's very easy to do everything and nothing really can stand in your way of becoming peaceful and in harmony. And that comes from finding places where you can be yourself. And so that way when we communicate with each other better, just a thoughtful holding the door open or being a thoughtful thank you or no, I'm all set. Regardless of whether you like their skin color, like their disability, don't like their disability, or you just use their disability for a parking spot. Because you can say that, hey, I have a bad back. I need a good parking spot. Okay, take it. You need it more than I do. People being respectful of each other. And it goes a long way because more people respect you, not even know it, will think of you. There's no need to yell at someone or be very vulgar because you didn't get your own way or someone's mistreating you. Because all you have to do is like, all right, cool. I'll wait in time. I'll be respectful of that person. Because that person needs to pass on the negative energy. I will filter it, not keep it, and dump it out somewhere else where no one can bother nobody. And that includes yourself. Because I don't want it to like negative energy come in. I'm going to have a cigarette, rip a butt, and then, you know, that energy is consumed in your lungs. All that negative energy is consumed in your lungs. Let's find another way. Find out another way to be constructive about it. When people respect you and people like who you are and you're respectful to them, even if you're just respectful to them, let's go on that part. If you're just respectful to other people's views, opinions, thoughts, because there is, as long as they have love, God, understanding, and respect other people, people are going to respect you no matter what, no matter what you look like, no matter how your stature is, whether you stand your shoulders are up high, low, slumped, doesn't matter. People will see you. They'll understand your aura. They'll see your vision. They'll see who you are. Okay, this person looks okay at first glance, comfortable with them. I'll hold the door open for them. When people start to feel even more comfortable, you're doing more good work for yourself. That goes back into your self-esteem, your conscience, and doing the right thing. Because doing the right thing is hard to do. Doing the right thing is always challenging, always makes you a better person. It's all it gives you. Whether you like it or not, it's the right thing. Do the right thing. Whether it hurts you financially, do the right thing. You did something bad, do the right thing. Pay for it now. Do it here today. That way you can move on in your life and be forgiven and ask for forgiveness. On our website, you can find out the ways that you can contribute. That means you can actually help us map out the whole world. You can just be part of our community. Follow us, watch us, add us, see what we're up to. See what ways you can contribute or see what ways to just support by just saying, hey, I'm going to support you. You can support us in multiple different ways. You can also sponsor us, buy advertisements. There's so many different things on the website that you can do to check us out to see if we're going to be a right fit for your community and for yourself, for your family. You may not need us, but maybe there's someone else you may know that will need us in the future. Because there's a lot of other different things that are coming our way next year. A lot of new things are going to be out there that aren't out there yet. And if you don't think you're going to have a big enough impact, every person that hears my conversation is a 40% of the market that's never been out there before. 40% of the market, that's a lot of people that are disabled, that are struggling, that are poor, that are homeless. And we're bringing them to the market as being someone that can contribute back into society in their own way. Now, I know it sounds like a lot for people to hear, and a lot of people just say, hey, what's in it for me? Well, if you're asking that question, then you don't understand Ash Friendly yet. It's not about what is in for you, it's what we can do together. Because the only way through this is together. And when I mean together, it means everybody. That's hard to comprehend, that's hard to think about. That's hard to like bring about. If you look at the numbers about how many people will forgive someone if they've done something negative to them, will I forgive that person? Only 15% will say that, hey, I will forgive that person. Because it's hard to like for people today to say like that person did me wrong. That person hurt me too much. I can't forgive them. But you don't want to carry it with you. You want to like drop that off, negative energy, and allow new people into your life. A new flow of light and love and energy coming your way. But you don't know what's going to come. So keep being a good person. And that's what our website does. It allows people to see the good work that's being done. The thoughtfulness that's being done. The way that we look at each other. The way that we act towards one another. Because a lot of people, all you see out there is the negative side of things. Every day there's more killings, more brutality, more degradation, more segregation of keeping everything separate. When it's the complete opposite of how the way the world wants to work is together. Flow and function as one. Because we're all connected. It doesn't look like that in a scheme of things. You're going outside and the world's so big, but like take an overall perspective. My actions affect the whole world, not just myself. Because if I give a negative reaction to someone or something, that's going to hit that person who hit 10 other people, and so on and so on. So the more good that I can do, the more niceness and kindness I can put out there in the world, the bigger impact I'm going to have on my life, on my family, and the people around me. If we keep moving in this direction with Ash Friendly, then that is the way. That is based upon my success. That's based upon Ash Friendly success and the people in it. And it's not how much money I'm making today, not how much money I'm making tomorrow, next month, next year. It's about the impact of the goodness that we do. When you go on there, you can have all my links will be on there to add us on social media. You'll have pictures and highlights of like what we do, how we do it. Our events are going to be on there, time, place. How can you contribute? And the one thing I love about our events, it's not about how much you can give, just be there. It's not about what you do, just be there. If you want to be calm and peaceful, be calm and peaceful. If you want to be loud and boisterous with your friends, be loud and boisterous. If you want to be gentle and smooth, be gentle and smooth. If you just want to protect people, your being there will just protect people. Because people around you will look out for you, and they will look out for each other. People will recognize you as being identified. I know that person from Ash Friendly. I know this person from Ash Friendly. And that's how you feel part of a community, making the world feel less small, more understanding, less controlled. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the world, love the people around you a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening, and always remember, together we are Ash Friendly.